And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my concert.
1, 2, 3.
How is your ass?
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
Was your mum watching from Devon tonight, as always?
She'd be in bed.
If I know your mum, she certainly won't. So Josephine Gordon does it. Let's check out the record.
We just don't know how well Tomo knows her mum, do we? That's the simple truth of the matter. Right!
What a
quick...
Absolutely cheeky cunt.
What a fucking pro, though, that
man,
guy.
Man, I love that suit, too. That is very circa 2008.
Man, they're getting away with murder there on BetSport.
That's some Duggan formal attire
right
there.
Oh, man, that is a fucking Eagle Farm races on Eka Day, if ever I've seen it.
That's Roger David, the dregs of it.
Man, that is a YD special rack suit.
Roger David is a deep cut.
That's where I got my year 10 formal suit.
Man, I went to go buy a suit and they had just like Nazim Hussain was advertising all the suits. I was laughing so hard. Oh, it's good stuff.
So did you, where did you get it? Roger David.
Roger David was my year 10 form. So I wore a black collared shirt, but it was shiny. So it shimmered. Yep. I didn't have a date to the formal. It's just,
surprising.
Just hanging with the lads. You know, we got a fucking limo driven by my mate's stepdad, blaring Fat Lip by Sum 41 out of it, trying to live American Pie 2.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the mug off, ladies and
gentlemen. Dude, I would have been, it was me in like...
Can't wait to get called a retard.
I was in a blazer.
Wait your turn.
Some like suit pants and an AC/DC t-shirt at my year 10.
Oh, that
like,
fucking rules.
I mean, this guy doesn't give a fuck.
The biggest fucking loser. Ugh, AC/DC, fuck me.
The hard road to rockin'. Anyway,
back with another episode. We've got a very special guest here, a friend of the show. You're a listener, aren't you? Jamie Kirk.
Long-time listener.
Long-time listener, first-time guest. Jamie Kirk, so how are you, man? Thanks for coming on.
So excited to be here. Can't wait to get called slurs by all of you and maybe try and make fun of Jared and watch him arc up at me and do a karate kick right in my face.
He does listen.
Yeah.
Like, also, I've known you for multiple years. I know that I'm inches away from that leg at any moment.
Everyone is. That's my secret.
Yeah, you are.
You are looking jacked as well, man.
Thank you very much. Nothing from you, Yarraman.
I don't know, dude. You're not looking as felt as I am, so.
That's true. Yeah.
Kind of had one good date today and now he's fucking walking around.
Oh,
like
you want to date
Clint Eastwood.
Crush the shit out of it, boys.
Yeah. What'd you drop? Some stories where you're like, we just filmed an episode of Jamie's old podcast.
Yeah. There was a bit of that.
It's kind of a live episode. Yeah. No one liked it, really.
There was a lot of
is it on the way out or something? Is
it's done. That we just filmed the last episode of
World History Mother. Do you want to let's plug that? The last episode.
That's not. It's done. It's done.
The last episode by Dr.
Removed
Dre.
It from the airwaves.
But you got another little side project you're working on.
Yeah. You know, it's always good to have a hustle. You know?
Wait, are we wrapping up the pod already?
Yeah, we're fucking
all the plugs now.
Let's get into it. So why are we at Roger David? From what I understand, you're Jewish.
Yeah, and they famously, they took a measure of my nose as well to make sure.
So you're doing it on the cheap, daddy's idea.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't remember. I think it was just like a Castle Towers thing. It was just the only suit.
Are you a Hills District boy?
I'm a Hills District person, yeah.
When I was a boy, there was always talk about, we're going to this party, there's going to be these Hills District girls. I mean, these girls are so hot.
Yeah.
And I never saw them.
Yeah, we kind of had the same thing. It was like everyone...
In the Hills District?
Yeah. We were just like looking out for them.
I mean, they're talking Cheltenham girls here, boys.
Oh, Cheltenham.
This is the top of the food chain.
Cheltenham girls was the top of the food chain.
I know a couple of Cheltenham girls.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Starting to think it's like fucking Hogwarts. Like you got to get there and you can't get in.
It's just about who you know, baby.
Yeah. I've been driving out the front of the place very slowly for a while now.
Every day at school, they're warned about seeing a cunt like you. So that's why you never will. You know, knuckle dragger can barely fucking talk. Calls me slurs.
Yeah, people are just going to be like, hot tuna, yuck.
Yeah, I think you need to do more than just whistle at them.
If that's what you got to do more than that, it's not worth it.
I've started wolf whistling guys out of cars. It's very fun.
It's very progressive.
Very fun.
A thing I like to do is yell compliments out of cars.
Mm. Yeah. Example?
One time saw a friend of the show, Jack and Kat, walking down the street and just yelled out the car, "You're a beautiful couple."
Oh, that's very
lovely. Like Jack turned around just here and it's like, what the fuck? Mm. Mate.
Bro, we saw them walking down the street and then we were parking to go get gelato and then we're like, fuck, they haven't seen us. We'll scare them. And then pulled up and then as soon as they walked past, we all jumped out like, ah! And the cat was so scared, it felt very bad.
Yeah. Jack is what I would call a Jerry fuse.
Jack is a guy who is ready to throw hands at any time.
Yeah.
Talking to your microphone if you're not going to wear your headphones.
Jamie, thanks for coming on. What do you mean if I'm not going to wear my headphones?
You're doing this shit.
And it's not coming through.
Here we go.
God damn. Am I watching the split up of the mug off?
No, yeah, unfortunately, we'll never split up.
An eighth of a way through a beer and Jerry starts fucking getting a bit antsy.
It's only fitting.
He's already doing judo chops.
It's hitting my muscles, Cameron. It's hitting my muscles.
I was at the last recording of Jamie's old podcast and now he could return the favor and chop the last recording of mine.
We'll never go away, baby.
Yeah.
We're in it for life.
Comedic herpes. We're sticking around, dude.
Sticking around.
Always like, flares up, baby.
Yeah, the numbers might go down sometimes, but when you least expect it, you got that big date.
In a time of stress.
We're flaring up, baby. You had
just when you need it most.
You hadn't got enough sleep and too much sun, sir, and here I am. Just weeping on you.
When your back is against the wall, here's an Aboriginal joke for you. Bang.
Don't scratch. Don't scratch.
It makes it worse. Keep scratching. Oh, new sponsors. Okay.
Oh, man. Zavirax? That's cold sore cream.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh,
don't I know it is.
Yeah. You have cold sores, right?
Yeah. When did you catch them?
I can't even remember, man.
I know I got mine in Liverpool, England.
What?
Makes sense.
Never had them and then suddenly...
Got him in Liverpool.
Yeah. I think
what
it was
his name?
Joe. Yeah. I met him at a place called the Fat Frog. And he was large.
Why do you always frequent establishments that are frog related?
Wouldn't you?
He fucking.
Why do you think I hang out with you? Because you look like a frog cunt. Okay?
Yeah, I'm a great swimmer and I can jump real far. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I know. I love frogs.
What big strong legs.
Jared appreciates people that explode from the legs. Like that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's everything I like in a man.
Jared normally appreciates men who explode on his back.
That's actually them appreciating me if you have to fucking, if you want to break it down.
Yeah, well, it's mutual appreciation. How are you, Jamie? What's going on with you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to get mugged off. Excited to tell some mug off stories.
You guys got very similar shorts on.
Yeah, I got them from the McGowan collection.
Kmart, brother?
I believe they were the Iconic, which means they were secondhand from Kmart, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is that Iconic? They're just doing cheap shows there. Right?
Yeah, I think so, right? Like you just go on there and they're like, this is our label. And you're just that means they'll disintegrate after 2 weeks of wearing them. So I'm in a week and a half. I'm ready for these to fall off at any time.
Man. You don't think that you're doing a bit of damage to them by being fat?
Well, I love going on podcasts and people calling me fat. It's kind of my role.
Yeah, this is showing up a bit, right?
Yeah, the amount of pants I've blown out in the crotch from the exact opposite reason I'd like to is kind of hurtful to the pants. Why don't they make them stronger, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like maybe the Kmart ones.
You start wearing metal pants.
Yeah. Becoming a robot.
Walk around, look like a knight.
Running at the bottom of a pool.
Are you defending someone's honour? No, just fat.
Just slid off a seat the wrong way. And now here we are. My ball sack's hanging out of them.
What about like a corset? We could all rock corsets.
Yeah.
Or an abtronic.
Oh, we've got to bring that back. Let's... We've got some big electronic plans.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
That's going to be the next sponsor, I've got a feeling.
I don't think there's too many podcasts around with big abtronic plans.
I don't think there are many podcast listeners with big abtronic
plans
going around.
I don't know. I saw fucking someone. You remember that I sent you a photo of that rig that followed the Muck Off page?
Oh, there was a few kind of.
There's a few fucking low key.
If you know what's units. Sick? You know what's funny? If you go like, you know that iconic video we posted about the guy wanting to get his dick sucked.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you like look in the comments there, is some fucking good looking boys.
I know.
Like,
I love it.
All getting tagged in there. Don't really listen to the pod. it definitely showed up in another account somewhere or a forum.
Fuck, wouldn't it be good to hit like a hunk listenership?
Oh, it'd be
nothing
nice.
Better, you know?
Yeah.
Hunks have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was on, like, years and years ago, someone took a photo of me. I was playing.
He's going to say he was skinny.
Oh, no.
Well, you buried
it. You're being very mean. Yeah, what are you doing? Very mean here.
Man,
yeah.
Am I getting mugged off
a lot? Right to your face, yeah, brother.
Someone took a photo. I
so, anyways, you were doing a photo shoot for Shrek 2.
Yeah. I was coming out of the swamp.
You just.
And I had my harmonica ready to play.
So you just got your trophy for winning that eating competition, and someone was taking a photo?
Yeah. It was the most hot dogs that anyone's ever. Yeah, just straight down. Like, I got experience with this, you know?
I drank a vat of chocolate milk. And now I get my trophy.
Yeah, I got a photo put of me once. I was playing Sing Star. Yep. And I was in my underpants, as you are wont to do when you play SingStar.
Yep. Sure.
Yep. Is it at home or in the public?
No, this is at home. Okay. I think otherwise I would have been kicked out.
It was at a primary school.
I was at my primary school telling people the warning signs of getting fat. So you're going to blow out a lot of shorts. You don't need them.
You're going to have podcasts. They're going to go for 3 years. They're going to fail. Eat your vegetables.
2.5 years, yeah. Jared. Yeah, and I was in my underpants because once Gold by Spandau Ballet comes on, you gotta. Yep. And someone took a photo of me and posted it to a gay Facebook group called Lone Wolf and Cub, which was a great pun on a Japanese movie about samurais. And then I just got all these comments of gay guys just being like, I would. And as a self-esteem boost for a guy that's struggled with body dysmorphia for all my life. Thanks, Jared.
I've known you 3 years.
So does he. Don't worry
three,
about it.
Yeah, seven, my
Oh, well, time flies when you're begging for spots.
My friends did that when we were in computer studies class back when the internet was still pretty new. And there was those pages rate my shit. And hot or not kind of thing. And then they just put a photo of me in high school.
Wait, your friends invented Facebook?
No, well, they put a photo, they took a photo of me that they put on that hot or not. And then they all just showed me the results. And
how'd
it was
you go?
Not good. No, high school years didn't have it going on.
Overwhelmingly not.
No, I was like, oh, this is going
to
do
You something. Need to get it on Lone Wolf and Cub because they take the miscreants.
We're talking about that in the Patreon, Ark Nightclub.
Ark Nightclub.
I've never felt more fucking admired.
Have you ever
life.
Been to Ark?
No, I've been to the tool shed, and even that was just like, you get a drink and people are like, what are you doing, sailor? And you're just like, oh, fucking, I'm the king. Just I wish I could translate this to women.
That's almost
I can't,
Stonewall
but
once,
I'm working on it.
I had a guy at Stonewall once goes, you're coming home with me. And I was like, I seriously doubt it. I'll buy you an ice cream. Well, I'm listening.
If someone said that you're coming home with me, I'd be like, I guess I am.
Yeah. So you're pretty assertive about it, and I haven't got much of a spine, so I guess I'm coming
You seem
home.
Like you want it, and people keep calling me fat on podcasts. So I like this.
Well, that ends today, goddammit.
Yeah. No more.
Oh, man, we're going to get the burgers after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait for me to down 4 patties just in one gulp.
Oh, good Lord. Fuck, that is good.
Mm.
What's been going on with you, Joey?
What?
What's been going on? So you guys have been going on dates, or is it just me?
Just you, yes. Sadly, just you.
Shut up, cunt.
Did you get it wet?
No, I didn't. It was a daytime thing.
I'm glad you told her to give a listen to your podcast. This will be the end of that.
Ah, good. That's good. Actually, that's can we cut all this out?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, no. Yeah, you've cooked yourself, mate.
I don't know what you're worried about. You said you didn't get your end wet.
Yeah, that's true.
That's respectful.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate hearing that so much.
So will she.
Oh, we've already got a lot in common.
Can't wait to meet her.
Oh, I don't think any of us will. I don't think I'm going to meet her again.
You mean she's not doing the next Patreon?
Oh, I don't think she's doing the next Patreon or anything. No, I just could get back out there and tell people about your podcast.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going to tell you the riff. I'm just going to cue it up now and give you the headphones.
Bit of context.
Yeah.
Cameron's kind of fat and Jared's kind of crazy.
So press pause if you kind of don't get anything and I'll fill you in on the backstory. Oh, it is fun.
Mm. Okay, informant 3204. Yeah.
And Barry, you're going to wrestle Witness X. Let's go, Barry.
Old fucking he who shall not be named over here.
Here's a dossier I've collected on Yaram. It should help you get the kill shot quicker.
Oh, man. You wouldn't need a dossier. So just come around to my house. You can
probably buys weed at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
That's not true. I start smoking at 9 a.m. and buy it 3
and
p.m.
And I'm out by 3. Yeah.
So don't besmirch me and my addiction. Thank you very much. Jamie, are you smoking pot yet or what?
No, I don't do well with pot, really.
You like taking pills?
No, I've never taken a pill in my life.
Cocaine. Oh,
okay. I've never done cocaine in my life.
Either. Really? I've got half a bag
of mine.
You
said this is an exciting guest, Cameron.
How old are you, man?
I'm 34.
Have you made it this far? You haven't smoked weed or done...
No, I've smoked weed. Yes. I just don't love it. Like
pot and weed are the same thing, huh?
No. What?
Yeah, dude. They're not... You haven't done...
Wait, next you'll be telling me nangs. You can't just dump a pill of them.
What about... Have you ever done amyl?
Oh, I've done a bunch of amyl. Yeah.
Whippets?
Yeah, I've done a whippet or two in my life, but amyl was a much bigger thing. Like weed, I smoked weed for the first time when I was 13.
Yeah.
And then just... But now... Because the people I associate with, Yaz, like they smoke so much weed. It's just like when you have like a one hitter and you're like, fuck, let's watch TV. And it's just like, they're just like, you're killing our buzz. We're completely normal.
Absolutely,
you know?
Like, not. What do you think I'm fucking doing writing Shakespeare? It's like, yeah, dude, let's watch some TV. We're getting high.
Like,
yeah,
let's but like smoke some TV.
Yeah. most people, though, are like always like, you're so high. And that's when you get really self-conscious about it.
Oh,
like
I would never do that.
It's just like, yeah, you know, if you drank like two beers and someone was like, this cunt's lightweight.
Look at him.
It's like drinking another beer. You're like, I'm 34, man. Like, I don't need to be disrespected by a 30-year-old guy with long hair covered in tattoos.
I'm going to bleep that name.
I love
as you should.
They've got a great mug off. Where every time he gets brought up on their pod, they just cut it out.
Oh, yeah, it's not really a mug.
Like, I think it's very funny.
It is.
It's very funny.
Yeah, I'd love to bleep him, but we just got to cut all references out.
How many episodes of this show did you listen to where you're like, I'll just do that?
One.
Yeah, I would listen
one.
To
it. I listened to Tom Cashman's episode and I was like, I think I get it.
I would listen to this and be like, why haven't I started my own podcast? Like, these are the dopes succeeding in this business.
Yeah, that seems easy.
Yeah, let's cut out all this biracial nonsense, but
Jerry's got an issue with you being on all white podcast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking come back to me when you have a trans woman. Right?
Yeah, that's true. He's got a lot of fucking leeway.
I've got one.
Yeah, but then that's fucking... Yaz is fucking pulling every string for you. You're still a white guy. You're still complicit.
Me and Cash were working on something red hot.
If I was trans, I would just sit here and not even talk. I'd be like, cunt, I'm Korean trans, so you guys get along.
That's
with
the
like
end
you
of the
would,
game.
You would literally be even more uncancelable. Like, you could just say...
Working on this spreadsheet, we're breaking down privilege and it's a moving ranking system.
Okay, here's something I think you should have. It's like a thing
because I'll tell you how we've kind of led it, but you tell me what your
idea. I was like, if you have to do an acknowledgement in a country at your say it's like bi visibility luncheon.
Sure.
We've won. we outrank you on the pity party.
Interesting.
This is so cancelable.
I fucking love it.
It's
a live ranking system because no one knows where they stand. Everyone's like, well,
I love that. I love that two white men have determined.
Yeah. Maybe two of the whitest men I've ever seen.
Where everyone stands, and you're like, we're looking up at everyone.
That's like a nerd in a college show.
We're not determining. We're not determining it. So I said it's a moving system.
You two cunts are just the referees in a football game that are going to get bashed.
Yeah.
He's been doing it all night.
I like it. I really like it.
Thank you. Because we've been working pretty hard on it.
Is it for public
from
consumption?
From the top tier?
Well,
that counts.
People are fucking... Yeah, well, he's... Yeah,
people want to know.
Obviously. Like the fucking... Yeah, that's the top. But then... Yeah, like, well, I don't know if we can put it into effect. I think we just might release it. Put it out there for a bit. But I want it to be like a moving, like the fucking Premier League. Like people go up, people go down, people get relegated.
Yeah. Won't be us, that's for sure.
No.
We're the fucking Man U of this fucking chart.
I'm going to bend it like an ethnic.
Yeah, I'll bend it like Pemaway over here.
So have you ever been mugged off, Jamie?
Oh, mate, let me tell you.
And who's your top race?
Yeah. Well, you got an hour up?
I'm joking, don't answer that.
It doesn't take an hour to say what, mate.
Does the way I do it.
Yeah.
You are a colonizer.
When I'm just like the best one and also they're great for many reasons and people don't defend them enough.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of excuses.
A lot of good things done by white guys and a lot of pretty white women.
Yeah, exactly. So you're welcome, Yaz.
I'm having a bit of fun. I'm just being cheeky.
Have I been mugged off? Yeah, I've been mugged off. I've mugged people off as well, you know?
Any kind of revenge?
Sick.
I've done like a couple that are like, it's a mug off on me and a mug off on them. I'll tell you one. I pissed on the floor in Tempe, IKEA.
See, it's not just me.
What?
pissing on floors.
Well, he didn't faint. He was doing it as a gag.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't looking at toilets.
Yeah. He got dizzy.
Yeah.
What was it? Like, how?
I pissed on the floor. Like, I just went to the toilet. I closed the seat. And I just pissed all over the seat and the floor.
Were you drunk at IKEA?
No, I had been mugged off by IKEA, and this was me taking revenge.
What? Holy shit. You're not the man I thought you were at all.
Miss an Allen key, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I was...
lost a relationship to a cupboard?
Yeah, exactly. The
if you notice a wardrobe at the wall when you walked in, has a hole in it.
If I see a mom, I'll punch a glory hole into it, you know? I had been to IKEA and I was trying to... I just moved and I was trying to get this fucking wardrobe. And this was before the days of like online ordering and delivery.
Mm.
And so every day you could monitor the stock on the website, but you couldn't actually buy it from the website and just get it delivered. So I would call them and be like, hey, I want this. I want two of this wardrobe, one for me and one for my housemate. And they'd be like, yeah, cool. And they'd be like, well, you got to come in and get it. And I was like, all right. And so every day, because I was working full time, I would get home. I would immediately get in my car and drive from Neutral Bay to Tempe, which is a bit of a drive.
Yeah, that's...
And I would get there and I would fucking race through the fucking shitty display area and go down to where the real shit happens. And I'd be like, where's my mom? And they'd be like, it's out of stock. And I'd be like, okay.
Sorry, so mom is the...
Mom, it was the name of the wardrobe.
I feel like that is important.
How do you spell it?
M-A-A-L-M.
Yeah.
Okay. That is, I think that is important to clarify that you're not just like driving from Neutral Bay to Tempe just to ask where your mum is and then piss all over the floor.
Where's mum? I did a pee.
It's like, yeah, I would have sent you to the bathroom.
Where's mum?
Yeah.
I need to wee wee.
Yeah, so I went and I was trying to get it and they were like, oh, well, tough luck. They're all out today. And I was like, all right, well, I drove from Neutral Bay. Can like I put one on hold for tomorrow? And they're like, no.
What's the story with these meatballs? Do I get a few? Like, fucking, I drove all this way.
Well, they're already like, you need to be kicked out of here because you've been fucking running in the vats and just having the time of your life, scraping them under your underarms and then gobbling them up. It's like, I like to smell good and look good and feed myself.
You were the guy that suggested the horse meat recipe, weren't you?
Yeah, I was killing horses and bringing them to IKEA. Just being like, can you do something with this?
Swedish, that's below white. Anyway, keep going.
So yeah, they told me I couldn't get the wardrobe and they were like, come back the next day. And I was like, all right. And I was like, is there any way to guarantee getting a wardrobe? And they're like, yeah, coming at 9. And I was like, well, what about for people that work? And they're like, coming at 5:30. And I was like, okay. And so I'm monitoring the stock all day and it's like 20, 20, 18, 16, 14.
Jesus.
You'd finish work, it would be about 8.
How much is this cupboard?
It's about $500.
And you need 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I wanted to drop money at this place. And they were fucking not having it. And so like I drove there the next day and I raced through. They were all out again. And so I had a bit of a word with them as a strong beta male. I told them, I was like, is there anything I can do to secure this wardrobe?
You don't know what you're doing to me.
And they were like, oh, yeah, there is some stuff you can do to secure this wardrobe. And I was like, great, love to hear it. What is it? And they're like, you could come at 9:30 tomorrow. I'm like, what if I can't do that?
Are they open Saturdays?
They were open Saturdays as well. But they were like, Saturdays is a shit flight. Like, you can't expect to have it. And I needed it right away. Like, I just had a pile of clothes and stuff. And I was living with a couple who were already, like, taking me in because I'd been in a breakup. And they were just like, he's got nothing. He doesn't even have a fucking wardrobe, you know. I just needed to prove myself, build it myself. But I didn't build it myself. I got my housemate to do it. But
the couple?
Yeah, I did. I helped. I supervised.
So you guys already put one of these together, so you might as well do mine too.
Hey, you guys are together. Can you help me put these together? I can't seem to figure it out.
Exactly. Everything I make falls apart. You guys remember my relationship? That's why I moved in, maybe. Yeah.
What was his?
Allison!
Her name's Georgina.
That bitch.
No, she's all right. She lives in Leichhardt now. Let's go see her after the show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she'd be happy to see you.
The second day they told me, and I said, like, can I just order it on the fucking internet or can I put a hold on? And they're like, We don't do holds.
No, was this 1994 or something?
No, this was 2011.
But it's like, surely they would like hold it.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. So the third day I went and they were like, we've got tons of stock, mate. You're in it. And I was like, sick.
Oh, no.
Ran through again. They were out.
like, this is a cruel joke.
Yeah. I was like, someone's fucking with me here. And I was like, so are you sure I can't order it? And they're like, yep. And I was like, all right, can you tell me like the stock, like what's the deal with the stock? And they're like, oh, actually, like we have 10 and they're in the back. And I was like, great. 10 in the back. Get 2 out for me right now. And they're like, oh, we can't do that. And I was like, what do you mean you can't do that? They're in the back. And they're like, they're going on display tomorrow.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What business is this? Is it a display business or is this fucking, give me the fucking
yeah, so
wardrobe?
I was just like, bring it out. Just bring it out. I have the money right now. I have a credit card. I'm ready to go. And they're like, no, these are going on sale tomorrow. And I was like, and how do I guarantee that I get them again? They're like, you could show up at about 9:30 in the morning.
I'm going to fight you guys.
And so that point, I was like, I've had it. I'm an impotent man and I'm full of rage. And so I just went to the toilet and pissed all over the floor. And I was like, someone has to deal with
this. I'm
going to
eat 15 more meatballs.
I would have
hit the bricks.
Yeah, I was pissing pure meatball gravy out as well. Oh. It was thick, viscous. And I think they used it the next day to make the meatballs.
So did you go back the next day anyway and buy the cupboard?
I did go back the
did
next
you ever get
day.
Did you ever get this cupboard?
I did get the wardrobes eventually, but I took a day off work to do it.
Fuck. My God.
I had to take annual leave to get these wardrobes to get in there at
and 9:30. Went down there at 9:30, which is the thing they told you on the first day anyway.
Yeah, and they were like, you finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Have a wardrobe.
He's cracked the code.
Have a wardrobe. Have now two of you them, work, why don't
you? Now you work at IKEA.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never left.
Hey, I was I was in here the other day and it seemed like someone had pissed all over the floor.
Pretty gross, actually.
Yeah.
I should tighten ship.
Yeah, you might want to...
Fuck, I've stormed out of a few IKEAs.
I've lost relationships making the shit.
Oh, yeah. That too.
I build houses that go together easier than IKEA.
Easy.
It's crazy and then how fucking difficult it is.
I tried to explain to a partner, like just don't be in the house when I'm making this. But if you are going to be, you got to realize that, like, me flipping out at least 3 times is part of the process.
It is.
I'm going to throw some shit around.
That's part of the instructions. It's got, like, pause. That's what all the, I think, the different languages are. That's punching.
Every single, you know, they've got, like, that face with arms and legs. It's like, yeah, don't forget your Allen key. It should just be that guy swearing every time.
Every third instruction.
Just being like, fuck.
That's what the Allen key is, I think. It's just like, it's kind of a metaphor for just losing it. Like, it fits in any situation.
The Allen key is a metaphor for life. If you think about it.
What do you mean? Like, I'm trying to think, like, what do you guys mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you fucking
it's so versatile.
It's a tool to improve.
Man. So do you like...
Can you switch on for once, mate?
This philosophy podcast
I think I love... On. Yeah, coming here after a Patreon episode. The laughs are dead. You know?
They're not dead.
The hosts are...
Come
I was
on,
like, I prepared
man.
Some stories. And the hosts are just like, yeah, I've got a fucking burger I'm thinking about.
Back of my mind, I'm just replaying how good that date went.
I've had a cramp in my leg this entire time.
Bullshit.
No, I've been sitting like this. Can't you think this is just a fucking... Just elevating my brain.
I thought just taking up stretching.
I'm trying to fucking stretch my hammy out without standing up and fucking stretching.
How'd you blow that out? Did you carry a case here finally?
What do you mean finally, cunt? If you would buy some beers, I wouldn't have to carry a case.
I thought of a good idea to buy some
too
beers.
Too busy buying the bags.
Is it paying for them?
Yeah, but it's better than that.
What is it?
You know how I got that Regain card with $50 on it?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you in there to use it.
Fucking oath.
With the thickest head of hair I've ever seen.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
and
do
just
that.
Go, this shit works.
I'll do that because people obviously realize that my bald mate gave it to me.
I'm not bald, cunt.
I'd be like, dude, you just robbed a bald cunt. That's pretty low.
I'll use it and they'll be like, fuck, this stuff really works.
Imagine getting like a fucking, if you get robbed and they walk you to the ATM, you pull out the Regain card. Yeah. Like, oh, you have it hard enough.
Yeah. Just take it, mate.
Here's something you'll never use.
Yeah.
It's still sitting in the wallet. I can't bring myself to use it. I've got money
do you,
right
do you know
there,
about this, I'm, Jamie? About Jerry's. Jerry signed up for Regain and they go
online because Duggan was bullying me about my hair.
Because
he's bullying me. He said I was gone bald.
Telling me he's gone bald.
He got my hair.
Really? Yeah.
And then I was like up late, like Googling, and it was like, if
I guess I can see the widow's peak.
This is fucking unbelievable.
There we go.
That coming from you, cunt, is unbelievable. Yeah. You got to puff a cigar smoke on top of your head.
I love it.
I call it fairy floss. You know, kids love it.
Oh,
you guys all worked retail, right?
Yeah, I did.
A little
bit. You still do, right, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Front line. Yeah,
that's like, yeah. That's Margoff Central, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I used to work at a refund desk, which was just the best. It was
disgruntles people all day.
Well, also just like you learn how to fuck with people the exact right way just to brighten your day. I love for it. 30
yeah, but then
seconds.
That comes back at you at IKEA in 10 years' time when you're trying to buy a fucker. That's karma.
Yeah, maybe. That's just filling up the bladder for your injustice at IKEA. You know? But like I used to work at refund desk and it was sick because like you could just fucking destroy people. But also you would get destroyed as much because you're also like, I'm 25 and I still wear a name tag to work.
Duggan's 32 and 32. Still wears a name tag.
Oh, that's sick, man. Well, I worked at Big W. It's the same company, baby. I used to...
Do you reckon you'd be in the coffin with the name tag on?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be printed on the lid.
Yeah. Green shirt.
I'm going to make sure when they bury you, be like, oh, he wanted to be in his Coles uniform. He always told me he loved punching in and punching out every day.
I'm going to lean into the coffin, kiss you on the head and slide some mints into your pocket before you go under.
Yeah, and you're like, it's full. The pockets are full. I couldn't
every,
fit it.
Every year we come back to the grave and just leave a mincemeat on the packet while we all...
Actually, just put me straight in the mincer.
Ooh.
It's what he would have wanted.
It's what he would have wanted.
It's what he would have
wanted.
Straight through the mincer.
Man, eat those on the Patreon as well.
Oh, man. Put me in.
Duggan's been replaced by Charlie McCann. Just fucking putting them between a slice of bread.
We have 14 sausages for our Patreon subscribers.
Put me in 500 gram portions with parsley on the top. Oh, man.
We haven't got enough space to keep all that stock.
Yeah, I used to love that shit. Like, I once had a woman come in and she was trying to return a copy of Twilight. And
book
did,
or movie?
The movie.
Yep.
On DVD, and she didn't have a receipt. And the return policy at Big W was like, if anyone, like, they put a little sticker over the DVD. So, like, when it opens, it splits. And then, like, the only way you can return it is if it's broken.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, I didn't actually like.
Yeah.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants too. It's come back. This one...
Turns out he was dead the whole time.
I wasn't in that for this. And so this woman came and she was really upset. She was like, I bought Twilight for my whole family. I love it. I love it. I love the books. And this DVD doesn't work. And I was like, what do you mean doesn't work? And she was like, when you put the movie on, it plays like normal, but all these people talk over it. And I was like, oh, like a director's commentary.
Oh, no.
And she was like, no, not like I don't know what that is. And I was like, ah, well, that's like a thing. It's a special feature on most DVDs where like people talk over the movie and they say how it's made. And she was like, well, I've never heard of that. I don't know what it is, but these people talk over the movie and I don't like it. And it doesn't work and I want a refund. And like this was like a long day. So I was like,
Imagine thinking that was a glitch.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm just going to embarrass this woman.
Yep.
Like, I'm just going to fucking give it to her. So I was like, oh, like knowing exactly what it was, also being like, it's the director's commentary. This woman's a fucking idiot. I was like, let's go test it. So I left my refund desk post and I took her to the home entertainment section. And every Big W home entertainment section has one of those things where it's like nine TVs stacked together and a single DVD player playing like the Apple iPod song over and over again. I've heard fucking Franz Ferdinand so many times, but it's just like, I was like, let's
more
do
like
it.
Friend Ferdinand at this point.
Exactly.
If I've got to hear Elevation by U2 one more fucking time while a silhouette dances with iPads on.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to embarrass her. And I went to that. I put it on the DVD player of the 9 TVs. And I was like, so like, this is Twilight. We're pressing play movie. And then it was like, hi, I'm Catherine Hardwick and I'm Robert Pattinson. She's like, see. And then I was like, yeah. And then I just pressed the audio button and switched it over and it just played in perfect English. And she was so furious at me. I was like, yeah, you can't refund this, bitch.
Like, do you like the movie? This is a pretty good movie.
Yeah. I was like, actually, this is kind of entertaining. And I just like made her watch for 2 minutes while I was like basking in the glory.
Got a bit of a fucking issue with this. So you just put the DVD in, you just press play, and then the commentary was already on it.
That's what she reckoned.
But you said when you did it in the store,
when I did as well, it happened. Which was like, it does seem
you
like
should have refunded
that sounds.
It.
You should have refunded that shit.
No,
why is the commentary already on?
Not. I've got so many worse ones than that. Like one chick, like this old woman once had a super glue thing. Like a tube of super glue, and she was like, the super glue doesn't work. I was like, what do you mean?
I tried closing my grandson's mouth with it, and it wouldn't go off.
And I was like, what do you mean the super glue doesn't work? And she was like, it must be too strong. And I was like, what do you mean too strong? And she was like, well, it's so strong that it won't actually come out of the tube. It's coagulated in the tube, and it's stuck to the tube. And I was like, right.
That is a meme.
Yeah. And I was just like, righto. And then obviously like unscrewed it, and it's got one of those things where when you unscrew it, it's got the little spike in the bottom and you pincer it and it immediately does. So I put 3 drops of super glue on a piece of paper, glued it, showed her. And this was the ultimate mug off to me. Like, I thought I had victory. And she was like, well, you've used 3 drops now. I want a refund.
Oh, man. That rule.
And so I called a manager and he's like, mate, you used 3 drops. You have to refund this.
Yeah.
Like, I got fucked so hard.
Yeah, you're playing checkers. She's playing chess, bro.
Yeah. I flew too close to the sun. Yeah. My wings melted.
Nice work, Icarus.
Icarus got stuck to the sun.
Yeah. Same kind of super glue he used for those wings, right? That's what got him
exactly.
undone. He used 3 droplets.
I've got one more.
Yeah.
I've got the maybe...
One more. Maybe we got 20 minutes to fill. I hope you got more than one more.
Nope.
Yeah, well, like...
This will take 30 minutes with laughs.
4 minutes without.
Yeah. I expect a lot of ovations. I know you guys have done a Patreon app, but give me the credit I deserve.
You're not on your podcast, mate, now. There's not going to be 3-2 cunts over laughing at every dumb shit thing you say.
Blit his ass up.
Yeah. I've had a trans woman on my podcast, believe it or not.
That ended. Yeah. You're out in the fucking open like me now, mate.
I've got 3 straight white guys on my podcast now.
So what's his fucking story?
Once I was working with my mate.
That one we can keep.
Yeah. I was in uni, and uni obviously is a place where you go sometimes and you reinvent yourself. You're like, I'm not the kind of guy I was in high school. I'm a cool fucking loser.
You're a mature age student?
No.
Groundskeeper.
I
used to empty the bins.
I was gobbling up the IKEA meatballs there.
What was your... So in high, like, what was the transition? What were you?
Man to woman.
You were emo kid, weren't you?
Yeah.
I was into the music, but I was never like presenting as an emo kid. You know, like I didn't have like the swooping haircut, dye black hair.
Because you're bald.
But at that point, I had a beautiful head of hair, and it got so much pussy. One girl in uni, and
nice, brother.
You know, that's a waterfall if you ask me.
Yeah, don't go chasing them. You know. I was in uni, and one of my tutorials, I used to get taught by this chick who wore a neck brace, and it was like cultural studies stuff.
Fuck yes.
And don't worry.
Was there anything wrong with her neck?
I don't know. The neck brace doesn't really figure into it, but she was just like an old woman with a neck brace, which always cracked me up. Just like she was always like...
Out on compo, sister. Amen.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And one of my first tutorials in university... they wanted to do like a get to know you exercise. So what you did was you would pen like a personal essay about yourself and about like why you were doing this. And then after you had penned the personal essay, you would hand it to the person next to you who you had ostensibly never met, and they would read it to the class. It's a little bit of a fun team building exercise.
Yep. Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. No, yeah, terrible.
I remember them.
Yeah. And so I was in there. I didn't have any friends yet in university because it was like my second day. And I was like, yep, let's do this. And
high school all over again, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wait till I meet a strong man named Jared.
That's common.
Yeah, I was like, if only I knew then, I could get a judo kick to the face.
Yeah. Just look for the guy peeing in his own mouth.
You guys want to go headbutt those trees?
Fucking looking at us.
You guys ever met the angriest man you've ever seen?
I'm looking at him.
So I got there, I had my little green pencil case, and I pulled out a pen, and there was no ink in it. Didn't work.
Mm.
And so I was like, oh.
I know how this ends.
Still had the lid on.
The kid next to you is from Taiwan, the pen's from Taiwan. You look at him, you're like, why does this work?
Fuck, I've told you this story before.
Wait, Oh, no.
No.
Of course, isn't what happened.
Oh, I was going to say, man, why would you jump on someone's story?
Jared. So I pull out a second pen. I'm like, this will do it. Also has no ink in it. And at this point, like, everyone's gone silent. They're writing their essays. And I'd gone through two pens. No ink in either of them. And so the mature, reasonable response would be to talk to the guy next to me and say, hey, mate.
No, start sucking on the pen. Get the ink going.
I thought you were going to say start sucking the guy off. Ask for a pen.
That's also good.
That was my first impulse. I had to temper that way down.
You get the pen pretty quick.
Jared, please stop distracting the other students.
Jared, if you could stop sucking the penis. When I was in uni,
I always had a fucking pen.
Jared, please, it's exam time. Please stop sucking the other students.
It won't work.
So I should have asked a guy for a pen.
Yep.
And just been like, hey, man, can I borrow a pen from you? Because he would have obviously been like, yes, of course I can give you a pen. Or he would have referred me to someone that can. But my impulse was not to do that. I freaked out at the very idea of asking someone for a pen. Because I was like, we're in uni. The stakes have been raised. This isn't fucking high school.
We're grown-ups.
Yeah,
you can't be showing up with two empty pens.
Yeah, yeah. I'm supposed to have at least four pens. And two of them should work. So
this woman's meant to have a neck that works. She doesn't. Yeah, everything, exactly. Nothing makes sense here.
She's looking around like Sentinel, just doing 360s. So I, instead of asking for a pen, what I did was I took my empty pen and scratched my essay into a blank piece of paper for about 45 minutes.
Oh, my Lord.
So just like the whole essay, like in my writing as well, but just like etching it in with my pen.
You are a retard.
That's why I came on here.
You sure this was university?
I'd be sick if you
did
that.
They told me it was, but I also pissed.
I'm going to say it was a Western university.
If you did that whole essay like that and then leant over and asked the guy for a 2B pencil so you could scratch over it. So
no, I wish I'd done that. So I wrote the whole essay. It was 2 pages. So I wrote 2 full blank A4 pages,
Jamie,
of just scratching into the paper, not writing. And then they were like, time's up, pen's down. And I was like, yeah, sick.
Uh-oh.
I'm confident here. maybe misplaced. But I put the pens down, put my empty pen down.
What are you doing putting pens down for?
Yeah, I know. And in front of me are 2 beautiful sheets of blank paper. And they're like, so now change it over. And I was like, all right, cool. And this guy...
Good luck reading this dipshit.
This guy gives me his essay. And I'm like, great. And then I hand over mine. And he looks at it. He's like, mate, this is blank paper. And I'm like, oh, no, like, hold it up to the sun a little. You know, like, that'll work. And then my memory of that has blanked out completely. Like, I can't remember what happened.
You got so embarrassed you blocked it out.
I think I got laughed out of that tutorial. But, like, I gave it to him and he looked at it and he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why'd you give me the lyrics to Blink-182? Miss You. Scratched into a piece of paper.
Why did you write, where are you? In your absolute
and I'm so lonely. I cannot sleep. I cannot go to...
Yeah. Oh. And I gave him that piece of paper and I was like... I was trying to egg him on as well. I was like, nah, you can read it.
Yeah,
like, you can do it. Just do it for me, baby.
I'd have been like, you know, this guy can't read.
So was it an arts degree you did? Or
it was a media and writing degree.
Oh, so they probably would have been like, brilliant.
Yeah, maybe the next step up from an arts degree.
Fuck.
Man, turning up to exams, I'm prepared at uni. I showed up one time for, it was like a commercial law. Corporate.
It doesn't feel real when he talks.
I know when he talks about his uni times.
I showed.
Did you win a contest?
It was like
Fitzy and Whipper go to uni.
We're gonna give Nova's biggest listener.
I'm gonna go in
the loosest Aussie uni girl.
I'm gonna go in and give all the students a fucking chalky meal.
You don't you get employed through Nova Employment, right?
What does that mean?
Oh, man, it's very funny to a couple of cunts.
He's calling you disabled.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I work on a job site, and then the boss always says that. I was like, man, where'd you get this fucking labourer from? He's like, oh, mate, fucking Nova Employment.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, I'm not familiar with them, but, I mean, good luck to your employers.
They don't tell you if you're signed up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad the agency's taking you on, but
yeah, he's like, oh, I've got a job at Nova.
I'm going to be on the radio.
They let me wear my headphones.
They just put earmuffs on him.
I remember rocking up
just wearing a hard hat, being like, "Where's Whipper?"
Okay, enough commercial radio talk, boys. I'm trying to talk uni. So it's,
did you actually do law at uni?
No, it was subject. Part of the commerce degree. Like, you had to do like a business law, like commerce law.
Even commerce.
Cameron did a degree and a trade at the same time, yeah. Which is unheard of. Never heard of it done.
This is crazy.
Double and major, baby.
It's never been pulled off, let alone attempted. And then decided I'm not going to fucking do anything.
Yeah, fuck both of them. Yeah.
The future is in mints.
Yeah.
Can imagine being at the fucking cut meat, being like, oh man, I'm not going to use this shit. I'm going to be a fucking accountant or whatever. And then just, no, I'm using it. Glad I did it.
Well, I thought it's because they were like, mate, there's a few bits of mints fucking missing here. And you were like, well, I got to figure out a way to sort out wastage.
I got to cook the books on this one.
Yeah, how do I cook books?
You'll cook the books of stealing mints. I got to go to uni to get an accountant's degree so I can cover up me stealing mints every day.
This fucking cunt.
So rocked up to this fucking law thing, right? And it's an open book tech. It's an open book test, right? And the fucking...
What uni did you go to that has an open book test? It's like fucking law, public school.
I mean, so after grade 10, like, stuff gets pretty, you know, gets quite difficult after that.
From what I heard.
He's sledging you for dropping out.
Academically.
Yeah. I love that. It's like, dude, I read more than you.
But
the back of chocolate milk.
Yeah, what your fucking police reports.
Is this chocolate or iced coffee? It's a little bit lighter.
two. That's too little. This is 2L.
Why am I reading? I know I'm going to get both.
So rocked up to this open book exam. It's a law. It's a law.
If anytime
thing.
You want to jump in on this story, Jamie, by all means.
I'm kind of keen to hear. These two seems like an unbelievable.
These two fuckheads shit on every story I tell. I'll start telling at the start of the episode. Anyways, back to what I was saying.
You did a commerce degree with a high school dropout and a guy who does adult karate.
I'm the only guy.
Seems
here
to me like you're the rational one.
Yeah, I'm the only guy here who doesn't have autism.
Mate, keep going, Jamie. You're gonna find out how adult that karate is. Swinging from the rafters.
Like, he does his best work in the belt that's next to his bedside table. I'll show you afterwards. I think Monica wears it usually.
Yeah, can't wait to get choked out.
Yeah, this one's called a peg. It's my favorite move.
This one's called gay sex.
I call this one the open book back to your story, Cameron.
Thank you very much. There you go. So rocked up to this exam, right? And I was like, man, it's open book. Who the fuck needs to read the book before? Sure. I showed up to the test and cut the plastic off the textbook. Like, I'd bought this textbook because my brother, who'd also had a commerce degree and was earning quite a lot of money at that point, was like, always buy the textbooks. So it doesn't matter. If you don't have money, just fucking tell me I'll buy the textbooks. Oh, cunt. I'll buy the textbooks. Yeah. So I bought them.
I'm cutting meat all day.
I didn't do any of the homework. I just rocked up. I'm like, it's an open book test, cunt. And then it was quite a thing. It's like law. It's like, it's got law stuff.
Subsections.
In it. I like rocked up and there's these cunts. They've got like fucking highlighted pages. I'm like, you fucking nerds. Cut the plastic off, like waiting. And I was like, what are these cunts reading? And then got in there, read the questions. And I was like, I've got quite a lot of reading to do in an hour and a half. But I actually did quite well on the test.
Lucky I faked a disability to get extra time.
Yeah. Telling everyone, you're like, yeah, I've got these yellow like lenses for
my
glasses.
I mean, it's not that hard. The course is designed for 18-year-olds to be able to do. And I was, you know,
33 18. At the time.
Yeah, 18. Well, I was 18 at the time and, you know, hadn't ruined my brain as much as I, you know. It was still pretty high at the time, but...
Oh, brother, me too.
Yeah. Anyways, got any more?
wait up.
Fucking see. Real long way to get about just what could have been a throwaway line of I cut the plastic off my textbook.
I like that.
Out the front of the test.
Yeah, did you put it over your head and pretend you were choking to get more time?
I wouldn't know what to do in a test room. All I know is like, I came back to my high school.
I think what you have to do is just wait for the results and they say you've got it. You know, like an STD. Cut that one.
Is that an STD, Joe?
I think so.
I think so.
STIs, mate. Since last time you had sex. Or got tested.
Man, he goes on one day, and all of a sudden he's like, who gets pussy here?
Yeah, no,
Rocky, go.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
We're going to call it the sug off now because of how much it happens.
Oh, now you're a fucking professional swordsman.
Oh, not at
An
all, brother.
Arch cocksman.
I'm barely a squire to a fantastic knight.
Speaking of a fantastic night, are we getting burgers after this or what?
Fuck yeah, brother.
So, Jamie, what's going on with you?
Is this a general question? Do we want to... Am I plugging stuff? Is this over?
Man, you can plug whatever... Like, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to listen. Just, we're going to play some music and you can plug whatever you want.
I booked you.
It wasn't just me badgering Yaz at pubs, being like, put me on, baby. I'm ready to do it.
Well, not at all.
This was my suggestion.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, me and Duggan had to do some convincing for that.
I fucking gave him free access to my sauna for 2 years.
I know.
All he did was tell the fucking repeated story of Vladimir Klitschko over and over again.
All he did was ask.
Do you know we could outlast people? Yeah, I do, cunt. You've told me 10 times.
Well, you've actually got the story wrong. Shows how much you were listening. I only told it 100 times. Tyson Fury outlasted Vladimir Klitschko in the sauna. And that's when he mentally knew he could beat him.
I actually heard all you were doing was asking Jamie to piss on the rock so you could put your face straight over the steam
for a bit of a whiff.
We had a good time in the old sauna. Yeah. Now it's gone, and McGowan doesn't want to bar me anymore.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's a transactional friendship.
Pretty insular man by nature.
Yeah, that's true. We can't even barely hang out with this guy.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone. Well, fucking,
he's the Howard Hughes of the podcast. He's out there counting our Patreon money.
Pissing in jars.
Yeah, just washing his hands.
Tissue boxes for slippers. Yeah.
I have one cut fingernail for every subscriber.
Oh, my Lord.
Keep them together.
He's not joking.
No, I'm probably
We should go to a sauna again, though.
Yeah,
but they're not open, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't go to them anyway.
Dan Rath's got some fucking crooked shit going on with some guy in the street. I love it.
Wait, he's got like a
befriending a guy.
He's got a sauna?
Yeah, he's got a sauna.
We still have access to my old apartment block, right? Like, Crookshank has a guy. Yeah, that can get us into that sauna.
That's hilarious.
And that's open.
It's good if we could always just keep someone in that building.
Yeah, for life. I didn't want to leave.
Yeah. Where do you live now?
I live in Marrickville now.
Oh, shit.
Jamie bought an apartment.
I did.
Wow.
I was pissing in the front of your street today on the way back from this day.
Ah, nice to see. You could have just buzzed me and I would let you in.
No,
that's true, but I was...
met my dog, pissed on him.
Could have helped.
Yeah.
We have a review to read. This is a bit of a... This is a funny one.
Yeah.
A message to the page. This guy left a 5-star review. He swore in the review and they took it off. So he messaged me personally to say iTunes is fucking your boys. I tried leaving the review. Can't get it.
Does iTunes remove swear words from reviews?
Apparently.
I think it does because I posted one.
That must be why we've only got 12 reviews.
I posted one. It was like...
yeah.
Everyone's like, fucking funny.
Yeah, boys.
I think Fletch posted one that was like what Dan... Glenn Danzig was saying when someone hacked his account, and it's like there's mentions of cum and stuff.
That's
like,
the funniest.
That was Fletcher's fucking review for the pod. I watched him type it in, and then it's like I've never been able to see it.
Oh, really?
So it's like, yeah, he's right something about.
That's one of my. That's one of the funniest things in the internet
greatest
ever.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Have you
I
heard
definitely
about that?
Don't eat my own cum.
Man, I'll read it out now, dear Jamie.
Oh yeah, I want to hear it.
Fuck! It's like someone's hacked Glenn Danzig's like Facebook page, and so he's like, come out.
I mean, even then, like. Even if they didn't, it's like Glenn Danzig's a fucking clown.
Feels
like a guy that likes...
Tell that to the guy he's spinning back kicked at the gig.
A buddy of mine went and saw him at Luna Park.
Yeah.
And then I think he was just there. So they were like, man, Glenn's here. And they pulled him up on stage. And because he's like 5'3" or whatever he is, he's like this tiny little Italian guy. He's like, they're doing like a Misfits song. And then this guy jumps on the stage to like meet Danzig. And Danzig's like, he's like kind of... facing the other way singing, and then he kind of looks over his shoulder and sees this guy and then just kind of turns and kicks.
Fucking
and it just,
hell.
Because he's so little, it just like gets this little guy in the chest and it just fucking, it's like a snap kick. It was so funny.
Crippled him.
Just like buckled him and he sat down. And he
right, I respect him way more now.
Never didn't like stop missing hybrid moments. Like he kept singing every fucking note of that.
It's a great song too.
So it's like a beautiful song.
All right, so this review. I can't see the guy's name because he didn't fucking... Believe nothing. Anyway, threateningly funny. It reminds me of being 10 overhearing my older brother and his mates swearing and drinking and there being an undercurrent of violence and the threat in the atmosphere. You might feel like you might get punched at any moment. It's great. Hey, shout out to you, brother. Thanks for going through the extra effort to send it in. And I'm sorry, Steve Jobs and co. are trying to hold us down, okay? Rats.
Thanks so much for coming on, Jamie.
Thanks,
we appreciate it.
Come get some burgers, dude.
Hey, check out the Patreon. Subscribe to that. Hey, thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. Like and subscribe. I love you.
Bye. To know too much about me, oh no, 'cause I know you take advantage of the words that I say. You're looking for a way to depress me, make me pay. You don't want me to be too close around you, 'cause I would see all the weak sides that you got, that what you're trying to hide. You know that I would nail you if I could, not my pride. You're the top one. As soon as you're fading, I will grow. I don't like you, you don't like me. We're like an energy, yeah, we're like an energy, we do.
This is the Mug Off, baby.